Blog Talk Radio.
Featured artist yesterday on the show with Saladin Speaks. Obviously, my editor. Today is Tuesday, July 7th, 2015, and I am glad to be back. I listened into the show yesterday. I was en route to and from places because I took a little bit of a hiatus. Obviously, I haven't been on air for about 2 weeks celebrating my birthday and things as such. So I hear that, you know, because this is how petty I am, I won't even say the name. So we had a guest on the show yesterday that basically, outed Kendrick Lamar for, you know, being a fraudulent, conscious black person, whatever the fuck that is. And unfortunately, when I was listening to the show, and actually after I had done the research and saw how absolutely hateful this woman was, it really, you know, it affected me because I'm thinking, like, damn, black woman, you know, what happened? And she's trying to say that, you know, telling callers, like, yeah, it's a conspiracy and black men this and black men that. But here's the problem. When you start sentences with fake conscious coon-ass rapper Kendrick Lamar part two, these type of fake coons are the worst, and I'm quoting. I'm not paraphrasing. I'm quoting. Dark skin is the essence of true blackness, and if these fakers were really and truly conscious, they would marry dark-skinned women. You pissed good, okay? This is the shit that they posted of her on BASIP. Now, the problem with this is that she tried to exclude and say, my issue is not with light-skinned women. They're not even on my radar. Well, the bottom line is, right now, currently, I wouldn't pass a motherfucking brown paper bag test. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. So at the end of the day, like, who the fuck are you to say what is light-skinned, what is dark-skinned? So basically what you're saying is in your exclusion, okay, you're saying marry dark-skinned women. Well, motherfucker, look how you talk to people. You know, you can't go around talking to any man like that and think he's going to marry you, and 100 times to nothing, she's probably single as fuck because she is the stereotypical fucking bitter-ass black woman. So, you know, when I'm sitting here and I'm reading this, I'm like, I can't believe she wrote this. I can't believe she wrote this. And then she's a groupie. She's sitting there saying, you know, well, I specifically target celebrity men. Why don't you target the motherfuckers that aren't paying child support or the men that are not doing what they're supposed to do that you know of? These motherfucking people don't care about you. You understand what I'm saying? And kudos to Kendrick Lamar for not even, you know, addressing the situation because it's really not her concern. And so I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the one caller go the fuck off on her where she attempted to check her. And this woman, you know, there's an art to arguing. And y'all know that I say this all the time. There's an art to arguing. And when you have made your point and you are, your self-esteem is so fucking low that you have to just continue talking because you're afraid that someone has already exposed your bullshit, you are not equipped to be an activist of any kind, not even a self-proclaimed one, because you don't know how to have a debate. You don't know how to fucking listen. So these are two characteristics that men don't like: bitter-ass women and bitches that can't listen. And I'm calling you a bitch because I'm not going to say your name individually, because if Kendrick Lamar would have called you a bitch, you would have had a goddamn problem with it. You would have been sitting up here, oh my God, the National Organization of Women would have been after him. But it's just you. You're just a bitter, hateful-ass black woman. And I quote, I will read some more just because I couldn't believe it. She says, I have now found out I have sneaky people who have others that know me trolling my page to harass me because they are intimidated by my boldness on the issue of dark skin. Why is it the issue of dark skin? How about you're just a bad fucking person? You're not a good woman. You don't know how to talk to people. And then she says, they can kiss my beautiful dark-skinned black ass. You will never silence me. I've gotten death threats and my pic reported, maybe kicked off Facebook for my ideas. Dark skin is beautiful campaign. Why don't you say all skin is beautiful? And if you really had an issue where you didn't want to alienate light-skinned women, because what she tried to say last night to the caller, who actually, this is how ignorant this motherfucker is, she never even identified herself whether she was light-skinned or dark-skinned. All we know is that the caller was married to a dark-skinned man for many years, she stated. And she says, good morning. If you know of any famous black man who claims to be conscious and is married to a non-dark-skinned woman, let me know. I'm looking to expose these coon, fake conscious black men. So you're conscious and you're calling a man a coon at the same time. Now, this coincides with the fact that I have a book coming out called Coming from a Place of Hurt. And I believe that people come from two different spectrums. You're coming from a place of hurt or you're coming from a place of help. You're not trying to help these men. So you think that by you sitting there talking shit about a black man that doesn't give a fuck about you at all in life, you could die and come back to life tomorrow, he wouldn't give a fuck. He doesn't pay any of your bills. And it was funny because the caller, First of all, let me be clear about something else that we as black people do we need to stop doing. Get the fuck off the bandwagon. Get off the fucking bandwagon. The situation with Bill Cosby came out, I told y'all 6, 7, 8 months ago, I told y'all 10 years ago when it came out, he had a side child, a daughter. That's like probably fucking 30 years old right now. Right there, we have a character issue. This man cheated on his wife. Nope, y'all swept that under the rug. Have been paying this lady for decades. Nope, y'all swept it under the rug. One girl comes out, 2 girls, 10 girls, 20 girls. Nope, y'all swept it under the rug. If 100 motherfuckers say that you smoke crack, guess what? You done smoked some crack. You freebased, you did something. You smoked a woo, you did fucking something. I don't believe where there's smoke, there's always fire. And we as black people, now we want, Bill, I'm so hurt. That's not your real fucking dad. That's your TV dad. That's not, Bill Cosby is no fucking kin to me. You understand what I'm saying? He is a Negro. He is a man. Okay, and what he did was wrong. And now that the deposition comes out, everybody's like, oh, we're so upset that it leaked. No, NBC, listen. The bottom line is it doesn't matter how the shit was leaked. The truth is out. And now you black people have to retract the statement. Now you want to say you don't want to forgive him. But again, you'll forgive that motherfucker that blew up that church, that shot everybody in the church. You forgive him, but you don't forgive your TV dad, Bill Cosby. Come on, man. Y'all have to make up your mind. I'm tired of the bandwagoning. So last night I'm listening as I'm en route, and I'm hearing, you know, all these things that they sound nice, but if you think about what this woman is saying, black man, you should have had no comment or should have checked her on the fact that, damn, you just woke up and just called somebody a coon and a motherfucker. Of course you got death threats. You don't talk to anybody like that. And trust me, y'all should know I'm the first person to call somebody a coon or a motherfucker after I've been insulted several times where I may have asked them, please stop, don't do that, whatever. I just called somebody a coon probably less than 2 weeks ago because he called me a bitch. There was no reason for it. So I don't start any argument. I don't throw the first stone. I'll say what I need to say, and then we'll keep it moving. Gentleman called me, well, motherfucker called me a bitch. So I said, look, coon, you know, and I went into what I went into. But I'm never the initiator of just waking up one day and just being angry because somebody don't want me. And then you have all these women, I don't know, dark skin, light skin, calling the show saying, well, I know her personally. I don't give a fuck if you know her personally. Your friend is fucking wrong. And I get, here's the sad part. As a woman, I get what she's saying, okay? Because, you know, I'm not light skinned at all. I'm just black. period. It doesn't matter. So you think that I don't feel some I'm more concerned with bum bitches than I am with dark-skinned women, light-skinned women, white women, or Puerto Rican women. I'm more concerned a bum bitch is going to deal with somebody that I deal with, and that's an issue for me because I'm a classist, not a fucking racist. Okay, and I definitely wouldn't be racist within my own fucking people to sit there and be worried about what a motherfucker that I will never have a chance to date, which we know that's not true. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm like, you know, I don't understand why this is an issue for her. And you are just, you're not even a good woman. So let's start by being a good woman to attract a good man. Let's start there. Let's start with the gratitude, not the fucking attitude. Okay. Then she gets on the phone, wouldn't let one of the callers speak, and she was all too happy to eat up the enthusiasm, but when she got that bullet, she wasn't ready for that. You understand what I'm saying? And, and I know it was somebody from the 716 originally that called out of Chicago, named Nina, whatever, doesn't matter. The bottom line is that in order for me to have been successful at doing what it is I do, the writing, the publishing, and being able to publicly speak to people, I had to learn to fucking listen. So that if there were concerns that were raised with certain people, that I would be able to address them. Right now, I'm withholding from going on another show to speak until the tapes from an original show are given to me so that I can properly answer questions that came up during a heated debate or a heated, you know, quote-unquote argument. That's what the gentleman called it. I don't call it arguing because I don't argue with children or bitches. But, you know, and so I'm trying to be thorough so that when I answer the question, I don't have to answer you 10 times. You understand what I'm saying? And I think that this woman would be a lot more effective if she would stop excluding certain groups of fucking people. You understand what I'm saying? There's a My Black is Beautiful campaign, okay? So you might have wanted to think of something else to call your campaign. She has a book coming out called A Dark-Skinned Woman's Revenge. And then she may mention that, you know, well, people are talking about me. It's relevant. No, people are talking about you because you look like a fucking asshole. You really do. And it's sad that we have all this going on in our country and we're worried about who a quote-unquote celebrity is marrying. Now, fuck that, because we just got through with Essence Fest. These people are walking through the lobby. They put their pants on the same way I do, so I don't ever really consider someone a celebrity. You understand what I'm saying? Even Beyonce, her sister is walking down the streets of New Orleans because she lives there. So what's a celebrity to you is not the same as what's a celebrity to me. You know who's a celebrity? The fucking Queen of England. That's who's a fucking celebrity. That's a motherfucker that has the goddamn security detail for the rest of her life. President Obama, that's a fucking celebrity. Okay? So, I mean, my whole problem is, so now when you're saying that you're not, I don't have an issue with light-skinned women. They always think it's about them. No, motherfucker, you coming from a place of hurt. So no one can talk to you because you're a bitter-ass black bitch. That's what the problem is. And I'm going to call you a bitch just because I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like your message. I don't like the way that you talk to men. I don't like the way you talk about other women. I don't like the way you feel about yourself. I care about you, sis. You're going to sit up there and say that being dark-skinned is the essence of being black when you don't know how the fuck somebody got light-skinned in the first place. So you think you think that light-skinned women want to sit there and look in the mirror and understand that somewhere down the line their great-great-great-great-grandmother was raped by Massa? So you think that that's not something that we think about? And I'm not even claiming whether I'm light-skinned or not. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't think that maybe we feel like, well, damn, you know, I wish, you know what I'm saying, I was darker in hue, or I wish that my family had not gone through that, where we have family secrets, where my great-great-grandfather is from over here, and we carry this last name. So we're all black. One drop, like that girl said last night, what was she saying? One drop of melanin, we all dark-skinned. So there shouldn't be any differential, okay? I think what happened was you have a bunch of hater, bitter-ass women. Doesn't matter, dark-skinned, light-skinned, whatever. I'm bitter over a bum bitch. I'm bitter over a bitch that I'm sitting up here working my ass off, went to school, got married, had a baby, did everything the right way, and then the bum bitch wins. That's what I'm upset about in life. I'm never upset, and I'm not even really upset at the man. I'm more upset about his parents. How were you raised? You don't know anything about these celebrities, how they were raised. You don't know that his mother is light-skinned. Do you know the psychological reason behind maybe why certain men like light-skinned women? Like my mother, for example, looked white. So if my brothers married white women, why would it matter to me? Because they're going for what it looked like with their mother. My father, 6'5", tall, you know what I'm saying, handsome, bearded, that's what I like. So that's Freudian. So that's a whole nother topic. But you didn't even come to the show prepared to talk about any of the psychological turmoil that you've gone through because you're just angry and you want to stand on a soapbox. You know, no different than everybody that was angry talking about they trying to take Bill Cosby's legacy. Bill Cosby is a fucking douchebag, and that's just what it is. I told y'all this 6 months ago. I said, I don't believe that all these women came forward, and they were scared of him. This is a man that is in Hollywood, that is on television, that can ruin your life. Okay, that's a celebrity for real. This is somebody that's gotten degrees and all type of other stuff, but you wouldn't let Nelly, Spelman College, y'all give him honorary shit, right? But you wouldn't give Nelly, you understand what I'm saying, the access to do a bone marrow drive to save his sister that was dying of cancer. That's what's wrong with black women, because Spelman is an all-black female college. That's the problem. We will cut off our nose to spite our face. So by you saying that unless a black man marries a dark-skinned woman, he's a sellout, he's a coon, and a motherfucker, I just think that people jumped on that bandwagon yesterday and didn't understand how she really felt about y'all as black men. So when you say that you didn't include light-skinned women because we're not on your radar, well, motherfucker, we all black. So at the end of the day, unless you own your own business, it doesn't fucking matter whether I'm light-skinned, dark-skinned, whatever, whatever. I still got to check black in the box. When I go get, you know, when I had to get financial aid, if I have to go get a job for census purposes, okay, so it really doesn't matter. Now, with Essence Fest, as usual, excellent time with my partner in crime, my sister. I mean, we ran into Guapole. I mean, just regular. They it was just, it's always like a family celebration. So, you know, you're running into Guapole in the lobby. Raheem Devine's doing a set in the lobby, you know, where we stayed at. You know, you have Smokey Norfolk's people coming in there, security detail coming through for that. Kendrick Lamar actually performed on the last day, brought the house down, you know, which was amazing to hear, because you had all different age groups and things like that, and the whole house was rocking. Of course, Kenny Burns was there. He had a white party at the Meridian, which we just found out the W is now the Meridian. Met up with a lot of people that we knew, some we didn't know. We had our Cali people out there. We had our Alabama people out there, you know, down there in New Orleans. So, I mean, it just is, it's always a family situation. And this year we kind of did it a little bit different. We ran into Manko Fit, you know, Massiarius on the street. You know, my girlfriend, she's seen her. She's like, you know, I'm not a fan of anybody, but I'm really a fan of her, you know. So we run up to her, grab the picture. But it's just, if you have so many, so, you know, quote-unquote celebrities and so much talent and art within a literal five-block radius that you can't walk 10 feet, you can't walk a block without running into somebody that you've seen, you know, on television, or that's not amazing. You know, as soon as we got there, we're in the hotel lobby, I'm sitting there having a conversation with Vivian Green, the singer, about the fact that we both have 11-year-old sons. You know, we're sitting there talking about how it's a great age and she's so pretty. She had, you know, goddamn chocolates made, you know, and we're standing in front of Serenity Spa, which is black owned, and the lady owns, the black woman, actually very nice lady, actually owns that whole bottom section of the JW Marriott where she's leasing it out, but they're both her stores. She has a clothing store that's in the front window, then she has Serenity Spa, and there's a blow-dry bar in there in case you want to go dip in the pool and then do the blow-dry thing. Not in New Orleans, you don't, though, because your hair will be fucked up within 10 minutes, but, and there was, like, torrential downpour while we were there as well, for like, but it cooled off 20 degrees. So you have all these, you know, wonderful talents, so it's so hard to figure out what you're going to do on a day-to-day basis. I haven't even uploaded any of the photos that I took because I'm like, let me try to put it together. So I'm going to do a bunch of girl crushes tomorrow and the people that we ran into and put the photos up. You know, 10 minutes walking there, we see Mariah from Married to Medicine. She's walking with her husband, Aiden, you know, who's a surgeon. And, I'm like, hey, girl, you know, my girlfriends are like, what is wrong with you? So I'm like, yeah, you know, you gotta be like, what's up? What's good? So, you know, I sat there chatting with her a minute about the fact that, you know, she needs to get back on with, you know, Married to Medicine. I said, everybody on there's a fucking mess. You know, and I just, the thing that upsets me so much is I hate to see women, period, but especially black women be so catty and bickering about shit that doesn't, that has no relevance. It doesn't matter. We're talking about, if it was your boyfriend, I can understand that, but this is not your boyfriend. So, you know, I was chit-chatting with Mariah about that, about the situation with Quad and Miss Lisa on this show. We'll get into that probably next week on Stay in Your Lane on my Monday, which will resume back to my longer shows because I don't have any more field trips planned until next month where I have to go out of town for a couple of days, but I'll be celebrating the third portion of the installation of my birthday. You'll see all about that, I'm sure. But right now, like I said, I got all that Tell the Truth Tuesday shit off my chest. And, you know, I feel bad as a people that we just, especially as women, you know, when you're at Essence Fest, when you're at these festivals and carnivals, you see women that are coming up to you. You look beautiful. Your hair is nice. Girl, thank you. You look amazing as well. You know, you're with a pack of Halle Berry's. You're with a pack of, you know, beautiful women. You're with your LaToya Luckett's and you're with your A-team. So you feel literally my A-team, my Atlanta girl. So, you know, to come back home and hear all this hatred and see all this hatred, you're looking at Black men that are beautiful. You know what I mean? You're looking at, there were other races that were there too, but I mean, they really reign supreme. I mean, everybody's pulling the stops out. Everybody's got on their Balenciaga, their Giuseppes. I mean, everybody is to the nines. I don't care if it was a goddamn 120 degrees outside, to the nines. You know, we went to day parties that were so amazing that they had them in the casino. The party started at 2, ended at 10. It was like you had been on a cruise all day long. I mean, these clubs are like 10,000 square feet, packed to the brim. Not one fight, not one issue, everybody complimenting each other. So I'm not, maybe it's that I'm just not used to this bottom of the barrel type Black person that feels like you have to have a crab, you know, a crab in the barrel, you know, mentality, that you have to pull everybody down because you feel fucked up, because you feel down. I'm not about that life. I'm about high-energy people that are like, how are we going to get this money? You know, how are we going to live to purchase something another day? Where are we going on vacation next year? Where are we going to buy a timeshare? You know what? Fuck a timeshare. When are we getting a boat? These are the conversations that I'm used to hearing about. And I don't have, you know, I'm sitting there trying to figure out how do I get to the next level. You know, I'm sitting up here looking for management because for the last 2 years I've been doing it on my own. Shout out to Clifton Cab and his wife, Keir. Both of them just went through heavy surgeries. Keir, his wife, just went through heart surgery. Cliff just went through thoracic surgery. And, you know, he was my first and only agent. So right now, you know, as I'm sitting here trying to take things to the next level, it was amazing to meet Black women and Hispanic women and West Indian women and South African women that are like, well, you know, I have this service and I'm an agent and I run management companies. And then to sit there and listen to Black men that are sitting up there like, nah, I'm the security detail. I own. Not I'm just a security guy. No. I own the security detail that does security for this person, that person, and this one. You understand what I'm saying? So these are the types of Black people that I'm used to being around, the innovators, the movers, the shakers, people that take initiative to do things instead of sitting around complaining what we don't have or what you didn't get based on the color of your skin. Well, create your own fucking job then. You understand what I'm saying? You can't get it together, then create your own fucking job. That's what we've been doing, you know. So with that being said, this show will be ending because I do have, y'all know I got a ton of goddamn work that I need to do because I have not fucking been here. So at the end of the day, we're going to leave you with a little bit of Wu-Tang. Just because, I mean, even the Wu-Tang said French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe, even caramel sundaes is his touch. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck.
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. Seen you with pickings with a bunch of chicken, tire clicking. I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rock rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood. It turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love Hunt. Check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billy Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy Apple, small feet, six shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, honey, don't mean no harm. Turn around again. Goddamn, backyard's banging. like a Benzie. If I were Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high-powered, put a Gina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That bitch been on my mind all week, but I'll bet to you Maybelline Queen, let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream. So what you wanna do, what you wanna do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Wu. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Fresh vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Who cares it?
Dallas Bonnet, what up, whole peace, your highness, yo, I'm lounging. Big dick style, y'all niggas is the flyers. Niggas Jamaican, two by twos is shaking out a rape patient. You're looking good, fly coloration. Ghettos, them is your hometown. We could go the whole round. After that, I'm shooting downtown. I'm rocking hats and your wig is all intact. Who's that queen bee chick? High curly black. Freaks be moving in fly sneaks. Two finger rings and gold teeth. And ain't afraid the whole heat. So when I step in the square, dear, you better have cream this shit. Freaking, then I keep, yeah.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Prince vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes are getting touched.
Black chocolate girl, wonder, shake ground like thunder. Politic to your deficit step, give me your number. Your sexy, persuasive, tatas and thighs. Catch my eyes like highs, I want your bodily surprise. Double down some time, ice cream, you got me falling out like a cripple. I love you like I love my dick size. Ooh, baby, I miss you. Your sweet tender touches take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self like wealth, so play me closely. Bitches paranoia for this thing, who wants the most of me? Only a heart doesn't wanna be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby, shopping free of loving. Call me if you wanna get dug like the pockets. I jizz like a giant, break wounds out of the socket.
Wu-Tang in the cut, for real niggas what? It's the after party, your bitches wanna